हरे कृष्ण। भगवान वास्तव glorify the name of the Lord with the heart. So naturally one has to have genuine and honest appreciation of the Lord's greatness. That's like when you say Anil Ambani or Tata, any person's name, immediately once the remembrance of the greatness of the person comes to mind, as soon as one hears the name. In the same manner, in the scriptures it is said how when the living entity understands one's insignificance in front of Lord's greatness and glory, then he can proclaim the Lord's names and glories very loudly with a heart. When Krishna was leaving Hastinapur, all the people's eyes were fixed on Krishna's form. Many of them actually didn't even want to blink their eyes. It is said they are thinking that very little time is left for Krishna to leave Hastinapur now. So better not close the eyes, keep it open. So they were keeping the eyes open, and there were tears, torrents of tears flowing from their eyes, which was actually blocking their vision, and they were cursing it. And people wanted to take darshan of Krishna in that way. So now when Krishna enters Dwaraka, he is the most very VVVIP. He is the most very important person. Everyone's eyes were fixed on him when he was treading through the streets of Dwaraka, and how he was welcomed with rose-scented waters and with dry fruits, with banana trees on either side, with mango leaves thrown, and all the people lighting lamps outside their homes to welcome the Lord, and very beautiful rangolis put up in each home. So when the Lord enters Dwaraka, there was such a grand welcome by all the people of Dwaraka, understanding the greatness of the Lord. In the same manner, when we do Harinam Sankirtan or when we do Harinam Jap, we can call out the names of the Lord with deep attention and appreciation, because we don't value the greatness of the person. The person whom we value the most is ourselves, because we are expert in Atma Puja for millions of lifetimes. Don't do that oneself. So we often consider Lord to be insignificant and ourselves to be very great. That is the greatest curse in this material world. With which his own also is not very important for us. Just as if you love someone or if you know someone's greatness, his name also is very important for you. But when we don't take a person's greatness very seriously, then the name also is not very important for us. And we tend to ignore it and neglect it and not pay heed to it. So in the recitation of the holy name, the Harinam Sankirtan, the proclamation of the Harinam Sankirtan, as the Lord Chaitanya says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So it brings all victory, because it is the proclamation of the name of the greatest personality in the whole creation, which ought to bring victory to the sincere chanter. One has to actually meditate on this statement made by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It brings true victory to one, because it is actually the proclamation of the name of the greatest person. So let us pray to the Lord that he relinquishes his greatness in our heart and our insignificance in front of him, and our need to depend on him, and also let him reveal the greatness of his holy name, which actually encompasses practically material world, spiritual world, and everything that ever exists in the creation within its name. Harinam Prabhu Ki.